I am Planta on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Jillian Christmas joins me again, the artistic director of the upcoming Versus Festival of Words, Canada's largest alternative literary festival. It begins this Thursday, the 20th, and runs until the 30th of April. I'll get Jillian to let us know what's upcoming, the notable talents appearing, and more. Jillian Christmas is an acclaimed spoken word artist who has served on the board of Spoken Word Canada. She also founded the Peace Pipe Poetry Sessions in Toronto. Visit versusfestival.ca for more information. Please welcome back to the Planta on the Line program, Jillian Christmas. Ms. Christmas, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
This is the seventh year of the festival, is that right?
It is, and it's hard to believe it, but yeah, it's been seven strong years and going forward.
And from what I've heard, what I've been talking to some people and reading up online, it just seems to grow year after year. Is that the case?
Yeah, it does, you know, in different ways. It doesn't always grow in size, although it has over, you know, the last 5 years grown pretty significantly in size. This year we actually have a couple less shows than we have had in the past, but we also have some really high-profile artists, and we expand the festival in different ways every year. So, you know, expanding our accessibility and expanding the sort of definition of the kinds of artists who are included, and hopefully expanding the profile of the festival and access to certain artists who typically wouldn't be coming through East Vancouver, maybe.
I guess the one that comes to mind is Saul Williams, is that right?
Exactly, yeah. Yes. We have Saul Williams coming this year.
Yeah, tell us about him if people are unfamiliar with him.
Well, you know, Saul is political by nature. He is really an embodiment to me of the role of the poet, in that he is diligent in sort of criticizing and creating commentary on political systems, systems of oppression. He's just always at work and working for the people. He's traveled all across the world, I don't know how many times.
Yeah.
You know, he's performed in the White House. He's performed in Sydney Opera House. And he brings this really gritty, raw, and deep honesty to all of those spaces, no matter who he's performing for. And I respect that so much. I think it's a difficult thing to be an artist of his profile. And, you know, there are so many expectations. And often when you reach a certain profile, there are a lot of, you know, concessions you have to make and a lot of things you have to bend to. But he has managed to stay true to his ethics and actually, I think, has gone deeper and deeper into the work of, you know, being a voice for the people and calling out things that are not working and that are not helpful and that are essentially oppressive. And I'm really honored to have him as part of the festival this year.
And so he's from the United States, is that right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
I think right now he's in L.A., but I think he's probably been all over. I know he lived in Paris for a little while. So he's quite a world traveler, and I think it's really nice to know that he's excited, from what I hear, about coming to East Vancouver.
So he's doing he's doing more than one thing at Versus, is that right?
Yes, he's actually doing three events. So the first thing that he's doing is Jangle and Shout. The first thing, even before Jangle and Shout,
mm-hmm.
He's going to be lending us all kinds of tools and teaching us a lot about how to be the kind of artist that he is. So he's going to be teaching a master class. It's a two-hour-long master class, and it's happening at the Wise Hall. And, you know, I think that's amazing because it's going to provide people the opportunity to learn from a master. And then after that, he's going to be, we have been working very hard that day, he's going to be at Jangle and Shout, which is an event that we've hosted for the last 3 years, I believe. And essentially it gives participants a little window into all different parts of the festival. So you'll see some youth poets there, you'll see some really seasoned poets, including Saul, and you'll see just a plethora of festivals from, or a plethora of artists from throughout the festival. And it's really nice, because even a lot of the organizers, I think we've got about four organizers, including myself,
mm-hmm.
here, who will do a single or maybe a couple of pieces in that event. So you get to see that the festival, the people who put on the festival, are artists as well, and that's really lovely. And then in the evening, He will be performing with a number of phenomenal guests for the Oceans to Sail showcase that happens at the Wise Hall as well. And that includes people like Eugene Boulanger and Kim Mortle and Kari Wendell McClelland with Dawn Pemberton. It's going to be so jam-packed with goodness. Like, really should not be missed.
Yeah, and you've got also throughout the festival, throughout these 10 days, you've got it's a wonderful showcase for local artists, people that we know, like some like Amber Dawn, who she'll be back, right?
Oh yes, Amber Dawn is going to be returning, which we're so happy about, and in a different context this year, a showcase called Femme for Femme, which includes Kai Chang Tom. It includes Kama Lamacro, and it includes Leah Lakshmi Pietsna Samarasena. And all of these artists are incredible in their own right, all with wonderful works of literature that need to be celebrated. And they've come together to celebrate each other, to support each other. You know, there's this sort of, I don't know if it's common knowledge, but there's a lot of knowledge in the community that so much of the hard work that happens is done by femmes, femme-identified people, or there's a lot of work that goes unnoticed that is really and truly feminized work, and so these incredible femmes are going to come together to celebrate and support each other and acknowledge that work that's done, and just create some magic on the stage. So Amber Dawn's going to be in that role this year as well. We've got Cicely Bell Blaine, who is one of the organizers of Black Lives Matter Vancouver and is going to be running one of our what we call community stages, where we invite people who are doing hard work in the community, and we sort of shine a light and bring them into the festival and create bridges and connections with other artists in the festival that can hopefully perpetuate and build into future collaborations as well. So, plus, you know, a number of other local artists, including R.C. Wazlowski, Ronnie Dean Harris, who's going to be with us. We've got Lexi Marie, and even folks who have lived here at one point and not any longer, but Mike McGee will be coming up to run his Mighty Mike McGee and Friends, which is such a lovely event. And this year, that event will feature Sherry D. Wilson, who has both a book and a CD launch happening, so there's so much happening.
Yeah, and you know, you listening to all these artists that we some of us know and some of us are unfamiliar with, but maybe have heard over the years, it speaks to just this community, the artistic community in this town, and especially in spoken word and performing, how rich this place is.
So rich. And, you know, I know that because I came from Toronto, and I was drawn across the country, and, you know, it's easy in Toronto to believe that it is the epicenter of Canada. You know, you're kind of trained to believe that, but
right.
I learned about Vancouver while I was out there, and it's because of the work that was coming out of this this space and resonating across the country. So I was drawn out here because of some of these very artists that I'm now have the opportunity to celebrate in the festival. So that's a really good feeling to be shoulder to shoulder doing the work with some people who were idols of mine and are idols of mine, and I've witnessed the longevity of the creative and political and activist work that they've been doing.
And speaking of activist work, I mean, you mentioned a moment ago that Black Lives Matter will have there'll be a showcase for them. Is that
yes.
right?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, some people might wonder why it's important to have them participate, but then I guess in asking that question, we realize just how complacent we might be, especially in this city, about an organization like Black Lives Matter, and just how necessary and urgent it is to bring them to the front, right?
100%. And I think it's easy for folks to deny that even that there is a large Black presence in Vancouver, or that it's important to highlight that presence. And I think, you know, Vancouver doesn't just have a rich Black artistic and political presence right now. It has over the years, and some of that has been forgotten. You know, Jimi Hendrix spent time here, and Hogan Valley has had a huge impact in the artistic and activist communities here. So to not center that work feels like it would be a mistake. And I think that what Black Lives Matter is doing is continuing that legacy and continuing to center Black creative and activist work. And really and truly this year, we focused even more intensely on people who are not just creating beautiful art, but are doing so with a purpose and creating space for other people to create incredible art. Activism in the arts is such a main part, such like a fundamental part of this year's festival. So everybody that we programmed this year, we programmed not just because of their artistic integrity, but also because of their integrity in community and in creating space for other people as well. So it would have been silly to not have Black Lives Matter included, and I think it's amazing to get to see after all of the activist work that we know they're doing, mm-hmm. to see the art that they've been creating, and so much of it is vibrant and joyful and beautiful, and that's a really nice thing to sort of take away from the last year that we've had.
Yeah, I mean, we talked a year ago, and this last year has changed a great deal, hasn't it? Not only in this town and the world. I mean, it's a tumultuous, uncertain time, and I guess that's why a festival like Versus is important, isn't it?
Well, I hope so. You know, we try and make program our festival so that it is something that's vital to the community and that is speaking to the needs of the community. And this year, it was undeniable that we needed to not just celebrate and be joyful. That's so important, and we're giving an opportunity for that to happen as well. But also for us to hold space for conversations that need to happen to move us all forward and out of this kind of, as you said, you know, dark time that we're in. And so, so many of the artists in this festival all of the artists in the festival actually are an embodiment of that, of people who are helping us to create and imagine new futures and also talk about what's happening right now. Yeah.
An ongoing conversation we've had in this town in various sectors, whether it be the theater or the literary scene or politics, the restaurant scene even, is the idea that there are underrepresented people in these various communities, and you're someone who in your time at Versus has made it a priority to showcase these underrepresented voices. Have you noticed in doing so that there has been a change elsewhere throughout the city, say?
You know, I think so, and I think that, you know, it's not just myself. There's so many incredible artists who are organizers here in Vancouver who are doing this work and who are really expanding their stages and their spaces to include as many people as possible and to celebrate, as you said, underrepresented populations. And I, you know, I take a lot from those examples, and I hope that we also represent an example in that way. It's a learning process. Every year we're learning, and every year, like I said, we're expanding our ideas of accessibility, whether that be financial accessibility, whether it be, you know, physical. We just want to keep learning and keep doing that hard work. And, you know, when we provide that space for people to come together where they've previously been excluded, the thing that happens is not... like sometimes there's this commiseration that happens and this cathartic sort of magic that happens, but then there's all of this joy that erupts from it, you know, and you just give people the space to create something new together, and it's a magic that happens. So I feel very lucky that we have the opportunity to do that, and, you know, I am grateful for all of the people who have created space for me in the past, so it seems like the thing to do, it's the important thing to do, is to perpetuate that and make opportunities for others.
I mean, that's the role of the artist, isn't it? To not mm-hmm. only break through with their own work, but and if you don't provide space for another person or the next person, there's really no point, isn't there?
Oh, 100%. It's one of the reasons why the youth aspect of the festival is so important. And actually, one of the things that you know, I feel so inspired by, I'm glad that it happens at the beginning of the festival, because it gives all of the other artists an opportunity to see the example of these youth and the very unique and interesting stories that they're sharing and the perspectives that they come at those stories from and the joy and the humor and the camaraderie that they really lead by example. And I think that having a festival that honors elders and that includes and celebrates youth and allows all of those artists to sort of mingle together and learn from each other, that's the dream. And hopefully we do that and we continue to do that for years to come.
Yeah, so there will be a component to this festival where say, high school-aged young people, they can participate? I mean, you still have that as you did last year, say?
Yes, you certainly will. Hullabaloo, and all of the events can be located on the Hullabaloo website and also on the Versus website. They'll be linked there as well. But Hullabaloo is the youth portion of this festival, and students from all across BC come together to compete to figure out who's going to be, you know, the BC Youth Championship team. And there's an individual champion that comes from that as well. But really and truly, like, I never say compete against each other. I always say compete together because they create these bonds, these networks, and they celebrate each other in such a way that, I mean, it's astonishing and it's a really lovely thing to see. And I've had the opportunity now, as you know, to be part of the festival for, in a director role for 5 years, but also, you know, volunteer coordinator the year before. So I've gotten to work with youth who have really, like, aged up throughout the entire festival, from youth artists now into the more adult side of the festival. And I've seen them form collaborations. One of them is the Tricycle Poets that came out of Hullabaloo, who were all from three different schools, who are now a poetry troupe performing and running workshops for other youth. So, you know, those kinds of connections that happen, to know that they happened at the festival and that they may not have happened if the space hadn't been facilitated for them, that is, like, the best motivation for a director, you know, such as myself. And Johnny McCrae, who runs the wordplay and youth sort of portion of Vancouver Poetry House, and R.C. Wislowski, who's one of our festival artists and also a pillar of the community, they both do a lot of the programming and bringing together of all of those youth. So they do a lot of hard work all year, and we get to watch all of that unfold at the beginning of the festival. It's a really great way to start.
And I'm sure you've had conversations with young people who discover a place like Versus and are, I don't know if shocked is the right word, maybe astonished that this is a place for them or this is an art form for them. I mean, I'm sure you've had conversations with young people who've experienced 100%. That, right?
Definitely. Young people and even, you know, more mature artists as well who didn't think that they would find something in, you know, what they might consider a spoken word festival for themselves. But one of the things that we try and do is to program a festival that's very well-rounded, that includes comedic presentations and literary launches and conversation groups, something so that everybody can feel there's a place for them to be engaged and welcomed. And also, you know, I think poetry with a capital P, often people will shy away from that and think, no, that's not for me. But they also don't consider all of the representations of poetry that are out there. You know, like hip-hop is poetry, you know, music, there's poetry in there. And, like, I think that spoken word has so many different iterations, and people will always be able to find some kind of connection to that if they're willing to be open and they're willing to sort of come in and check it out and see what's going on.
Jillian, you're doing important and necessary work and work that also delights and entertains audiences throughout these years that you've been programming this festival. Long may it continue and all good wishes.
Thank you so much. That's so kind, and I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with me.
You're very welcome. The website for more, versusfestival.ca. Jillian Christmas, its artistic director, joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.